Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Laird. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and welcome to September. Welcome to the fall kickoff. We had a fantastic summer. I mean, the convention was rip-roaring, and August was our biggest month ever. So, you know, as other companies were sleeping during the summer, we certainly weren't. But, you know, now that summer's over, vacations are wrapped up, kids are heading back to school, temperatures are cooling down, people are getting excited, thinking about business. And it's a perfect time to create some serious personal momentum for you and for your Purium team. So I've invited three-star crown David Scoltetti to join us. He's going to be coming on in just a couple of minutes. What I want to do first is make sure that we've got all of our current announcements made here for this evening, because there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, that's a big part of the fall, and the fall activity and the fall momentum is our road trip. And things are going to get into high gear starting tomorrow night in Orlando. So we've got a sweep through Florida, Orlando on Wednesday night, Tampa on Thursday night, Fort Lauderdale with a regional event on Saturday. And we've got chock full of crowns. They're going to be there on the Saturday event. So if you're within a couple hundred miles of Fort Lauderdale, you want to be there on Saturday to hear from our crown team. And speaking of crown team, I got a big announcement, which is Ian Farrar, from Greenwich, Connecticut, just became our second four-star crown ever. So congratulations to Ian. We're going to be hearing from him next Tuesday night. But if you want to hear Ian, he'll be in Tampa as well as in Fort Lauderdale this week down in Florida with me, as will David Scoltetti in Fort Lauderdale and many, many other crowns. So we're loading up the fall schedule with not only corporate speakers, but fantastic field leaders up and down the East Coast and then going out to Utah and Arizona. We're going to have our first manufacturing tour of the fall, September 19th. We just put up the Eventbrite link for that. It's a different way that we're doing the tour. We're hoping to get a couple hundred people into the facility. So, you know, opportunities everywhere, no matter where you live. And importantly, it doesn't matter where you live. I'm sure you have contacts in California, in Florida, in Arizona, in New York. So make sure that you check the calendar of events and that you're utilizing the flyers that we're making available so that you can promote this business. And speaking of promoting the business, our field advisory board came to us with an idea, really an obstacle that they shared with us, something that was holding them back, slowing us down. And so they said, hey, is there a way that we can enroll members without Social Security numbers? And sure enough, the operations and finance team has made that happen. So you can go online, and if you want to enroll a new member down path number 2, the join path, or path number 3, the promote path, they're welcome to join without a Social Security number. Now, my recommendation is that they still enter in their Social Security number, because that way they're in control of their taxes and how much tax they want to pay. So it's our legal obligation, just to be clear, if people don't give us a Social Security number, that after they earn more than $600, that we will be holding 35% of their earnings for tax purposes, which is the maximum. So if you don't want to get maxed out on your taxes, make sure you put in a Social Security number, have your new members put in Social Security numbers. But for those who just want to save and share, they're not interested in really building a business, we've taken out that obstacle so new members can come in without a Social Security number or choose to add a Social Security number at a later time when they decide to do some more sharing and make some more money. So speaking of making money, we got a couple of new ranks, another important thing that the field advisory board came to us with, but it was something that was really obvious to Dave, Amy, and myself, and Debbie, and others on the corporate team, which is, hey, you know, we've got people that have already maxed out the compensation plan. Brandy Shinoto, already a 5-star crown. Ian Farrar now moving up to 4-star crown. And lots of other folks moving up through the crown ranks. So we created 2 new ranks starting this month, Royal Crown 1, Royal Crown 2. And if you make it to Royal Crown 1 by December 31st, you can win a $10,000 dream vacation. Brandy and Lawrence have already decided they're going to Tokyo. And you can choose wherever you'd like to go if you make it to Royal Crown 1 by the end of the year. So we've got a new compensation plan flyer for you. Included in that compensation plan flyer is our average earnings chart. And I'm seeing people even post that average earnings chart all over Facebook. So make sure that if you've got business-oriented people that they know how much money you can make at different ranks, and even the current team members that you have, make sure that they know how much money they can earn with this program. It's now laid out in black and white. It will help your goal setting here for the 90-day blitz, and I'm sure David Scopetti is going to have a little bit more about goal setting and earning money based on new ranks here in just a moment. For those of you who are product-oriented, if you're a premier member, we've got a back-to-school combo that's going to be dynamite. Very rarely do you see a company launch a new product and immediately put it on special. And to get this Power Kids product out into, so attention all moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, you know, this is your opportunity to do the right thing by your kids and by your grandkids, making sure that they get off to a fast start at school by protecting their brain, helping their brain, stabilizing their blood sugar, making sure that they've got the energy in a safe way, which is this back-to-school combo that we've put out. So we put a little savings on the Power Kids and Apothecary, so make sure that you check that out or buy it for yourself. It's a great offer, and it's something that's perfect for all families. So lots of good stuff going on up and down throughout the business, whether you're focused on the product, whether you're focused on the business, whether you're focused on the mission. You know, there's something for you. So make sure you're checking your emails. Make sure that you're plugged into our text messaging platform. We just added the text messaging platform for Canada. So there's no shortage of energy, excitement, and information to tap into. And we really want you to do that. And one of the things that is part of our program, a big part of who we are and what we do, is our transformation program and also our transformation challenge. And it's a piece of the business that some people promote quite a bit. Some don't promote quite so much. But I can tell you, when I go on transform after photos and see how people's lives are touched, it's really, really amazing. It really, you know, is bigger than the product, is bigger than the opportunity for me when I read these stories. And actually, the winner of our July Transformations challenge had the uniqueness about her story is not that she lost 12 pounds. It's not that she lost 3 inches. The thing that's so unique about her story is she's 73 years old. So it's exciting to see that it doesn't matter what your age, what your weight, you know, who you are, what you do. If you're ready to take the challenge, go on this 10-day vacation for 10 days, you can have an amazing experience. And I know she's not on the line here tonight, but I want to give a shout-out, 195 pounds down to 108 pounds. And it was really great to see her pictures, and we'll be posting those shortly, and to hear her story of success and how her feet were hurting for more than 10 years. She's been in constant discomfort. Her physicians have been no help. And, you know, basically giving up, saying, hey, you're overweight, you know, you're getting older, and, you know, oh well. And it was great that she believed in herself, invested in herself, and importantly, somebody believed in her and invested in her, gave her a gift card, shared the transformation with her, and so she's lost 12 pounds in 10 days. She's continuing the program. She wants to lose more, and, you know, it's what she's really excited about. So congratulations to Marissa Varley, 73 years old, winner of the Transformation Challenge for July, and a great way to launch into our fall campaign. As I said, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're trying to connect program, you know, there's an opportunity for you to have some success. And so what I'd like to do is bring on a good friend of mine, somebody I've known for, you know, it's been 14, 15, you know, actually it's probably been 16 years since I've known David Scultetti. And it's a pleasure working with him, again. And, you know, he's a good friend of mine and somebody who works hard, knows this business as well as anybody, and is going to lead us on our 90-day blitz and tell us a little bit about the fall campaign. So, David Scopetti, are you on the line?
Sure.
On the call here, setting everybody up for success in September. And I got a handful of questions, if that's okay, you know, just to help lead everybody through this 90-day run and what's going on. So, you open to answering a few questions?
Sure. Go for it.
All right. Well, let's talk about the 90-day run. You know, being a leader of leaders, understanding, you know, what it takes to not only build for yourself, but to help others build. Why don't you explain the philosophy of a 90-day run and, you know, what it can do to increase somebody's probability of success having a 90-day campaign in place for themselves?
Okay. Well, sure. Well, great. Well, listen, thanks for having me on the call, Dave. I appreciate it. And congratulations on a great August. It was awesome. Special congrats out to Ian, written 4-star. I think that's totally awesome. There's nobody that deserves it more. Awesome job, Ian. And I think there's one on our crown that I know of, P. Lonnie Schneider. I just want to throw a shout-out to her and certainly Arna and Geraldine for breaking their first crown, which is super exciting. So we've got a lot of great things, and I can tell you with everything you put in place here, David, for the next 90 days, at least the first 30 of the 90 days, we're going to get the ball rolling, you know, quite significantly. And, you know, it's one thing that I learned, you know, from one of my mentors years ago is, you know, when I tried to figure out this business, I went to people who clearly had success, a track record of success. And, you know, I asked a lot of people, you know, what are the secrets to this business? What are the secrets to really building it big? And there's a lot of answers to that, but the two that really always stuck out were, one, events, you know, understanding how to put on events and be a promoter of events. But secondly was understanding the concept of a 90-day run or a 90-day blitz. And to the layman, you know, the definition is, you know, 90 days of concentrated and consistent activities to help others advance. I mean, that's what I would, you know, the average person should understand what that means. But to the people who really want to make it happen, the definition is much simpler, all-out massive action. And the reason why it made sense to me was it was explained to me, look, anybody who comes into this business has their first 90 days won. And at the same time, anybody can really put a concentrated effort for that period of time, make some sacrifices, and not burn themselves out over that period of time. So, you know, it made sense to me, but what really kicked in and made sense is once I applied it, I understood what the real benefits were. So, you know, ultimately, why do 90-day runs? Well, first of all, as I mentioned, because everyone can sustain that activity for that period of time. Secondly, you want to create a compelling story. What's unique about Purium, one of the things that's unique about it, is everybody's going out there and creating some really unique product stories. And they're getting posted all over social media. People are seeing them as it's a good driver of the business. But from a business perspective, you want that compelling story as well. You probably already get this, but for those of you who are new, you really need to understand it. It's a heck of a lot easier to build a business fast than it is to build it slow. So, you know, you want to take that massive action for that period of time, so you get the activity going, set the pace for your team, and ultimately you have rank advancing and everything else. But the other two great things that are going to happen with this particular 90-day run is that, you know, I don't know about everybody else. I think my kids are the last to go to school, but tomorrow my kids are going back to school. In Northeast, they go back after Labor Day. And so this is the time where all the kids are back in school, and for those moms and dads out there, you can relate, the time frees up. And so this September, October, November time period has always been a very fertile part for this profession. And what's happening with Purium is by taking the massive action over the next 90 days, you're going to set yourself up for a fast-growing 2015. So I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but honestly, I am. That's the way I think. And so everything we do, I know everything I do over the next 90 days is really going to dictate what's going to happen next year, and some fabulous things will happen. And then last but not least, you know, you take that action over the next 90 days, you're going to make money. You're going to have great checks, and you're going to have a happier holidays. And that's just the nature of the time we're in. So with that said, you know, I have 7 core things I'll just mention, you know, Glee, that you have to re-enroll yourself. I don't care. I know Ian. I know you hear me out there. You need to re-enroll yourself. Congratulations. You made 4-star crown. You need to re-enroll yourself today. Okay? And you're going to start with the basics, and you're going to do your part as a leader to go out and just relaunch your business. So if you're brand new in the business, that's what you're doing right now. So hopefully you're getting the right, you know, getting started training, you're getting, you know, the right business planning session, but re-enrolling yourself is critical. Secondly, you have to have the proper mindset. And that mindset, you know, I could talk about mindset for a long time, but I'll keep it real simple. You have to have the mindset that you're going to win. You know, the mindset of a winner. You got to have the mindset of an entrepreneur because that's who we are. And if you want to have a comma in your check, you have to start getting some type of leadership mentality. And a lot of that may be, you know, learned. I mean, it's kind of a, I like this industry because it is kind of like a, you know, self-development plan with a comp plan wrapped around it, but you have to start getting that leader mentality. Number three, you have to have proper posture, okay? And the simple thing I'll say is the confidence level that you have is what's going to dictate who you attract, okay? And what I do know is confidence attracts others to follow you. I mean, have that right posture, and it will help you through the process. Fourth are the goals. Now, again, goals is another thing, David, we could talk about all night, but, I mean, here's where I want to keep it real, okay? You're going to have 30, 60, 90-day goals here over this period of time. And one of the key goals is going to be what rank you want to achieve. As David mentioned on the call earlier, we've got that, you know, that schedule that shows the average incomes and stuff like that. So you need to pick that rank. But what I want you to do is I want to make sure you keep it real. Keep it realistic, okay? And take it out 90 days and set that rank goal. And then the second type of goal that you got to put in place is your activity goals. And so if you're brand new and you made a list of 50, 100 people and you're going through the game plan process, you got to break that down. I mean, that's just the way I do it. You know, it doesn't work for everybody. But break it down on a number of activities you're going to do over that period of time and ultimately be consistent with it. So goals are really important. And then lastly, there's the proper actions. And I love, you know, when it comes to actions or activities are concerned, I like emphasizing income-producing activities because I've watched a lot of people in this business do a lot of things that they think they're working, but they're really not. They're moving, you know, back in the day, people moving phones from one side of the desk to the other. They're making their list. They're setting up their office. It doesn't matter. That stuff does not matter. If you're not doing something that's actually, you know, helping you, you know, income, you know, helping happy hours, doing freeways, asking for referrals, you know, from customers, handing out gift cards, brochures, doing business planning sessions, power calls, whatever you're doing to do your business, those are some of the top ones that you need to be thinking about, okay? And then lastly, David, consistency. I think I mentioned it briefly earlier. It's a 90-day sprint, but it's kind of like a marathon sprint, if there is such a thing, because it is a certain period of time, and you got to pace yourself. But, you know, as the saying goes, the speed of the leader dictates the speed of the pack, and, you know, it's up to us, David, to, set the individual paces for our teams.
Well, there was a lot of meat, and I took a bunch of notes, and there were a couple of things that you said that were interesting. I think one of the things that's interesting, especially for people that are newer, is the similarity or the parallels between the transformation itself and this 90-day concept. You know, the idea of all-out massive, jumping in with both feet, of being consistent, you know, all of those habits that you learn by doing the 10-day transformation, you know, that you probably did something that you didn't think you could do. It's one of the things that's fantastic about the transformation is lots of people go into it saying, I don't know if I can do this. And yet, you know, they come out the other side feeling better, feeling more excited, and certainly accomplishing something really big. So I think that 90-day sustained effort is very similar in that same way. And one of the things that you talked about, I mean, you talked about mindset and leadership and posture, but one of the things you talked about was goals and rank advancement. So why don't you talk a little bit more, especially since we just introduced that rank advancement earnings, you know, chart. Talk a little bit about what role rank advancement plays for people trying to themselves rank advance and also looking at their team and trying to find other people that they're helping to rank advance.
Well, absolutely. Well, I mean, listen, rank advancement needs to be a priority, okay? And I can go through dozens of examples, but, you know, the growth that we've incurred since we came to Purium is a direct correlation with rank advancement. You know, last fall, you know, there was an incentive to go diamond. And everybody wanted to do it. And there was going to be a reward when they did it. And it set the stage for a core group of leadership that we went into the new year this year. And that January, February, March, April run we had was extraordinary. I mean, we tripled the business. And it happened as a result of a rank advancement mentality. So, you know, in this business, any other business, it's all about helping others advance. It's not about you. I just want to make sure I'm really clear on that. It's about, you know, helping others, understanding what others want to achieve. And giving them a plan and helping them do it. And in our case, in our program, I'm going to go from the bottom up. I think that's where the buck stops right there. And so it's all about helping people, you know, rank a consultant. Ultimately, you're a consultant. You can help a couple people yourself. Get a consultant. You can become a director. Do the same. You become executive and so on and so forth. And what's really awesome is that, look, if you want to advance your business, this is what I'm telling my leaders, David, you need to be worrying about the increase of your weekly check, no matter how small it is. I don't care if it's $3.50 or $350 or even more, okay? You want that to advance over this next 90 days, which means you need to be working in your first four levels. And so it's powerful. And I just enrolled at the beginning of last month a good friend of mine who achieved executive this last month. Well, let me explain the power of that, okay? I helped him achieve executive, and he went out and made $350 in advance bonus, up and above everything else. I mean, he probably made over $2,000, $2,500 in that period going executive. But I helped him, made $350 match, plus another $200 or $300 in 5%. So I went out and made $500 myself just by helping somebody. That's the basics of this, okay? So it's very powerful on the front end of the plan. And, as far as, what happens from that, I mean, it just spawns off potential new partners, right? And so going into this period, I think it's very unique, David, because we have, as you know, there's three core trips to leverage over the next 90 days. So as we go into September here, if anybody's on this call and you want to be at that Diamond Club, okay, this is your last month. So you need to partner up, you need to do a business planning session, you need to raise your hand, reach up to your up team, Diamond, Green Diamond, Blue Diamond, Crown, whoever it may be, and say, I want to be on that Diamond trip. Because I can tell you, just talk to somebody who's already been on one, and you're going to know you want to be on one. So that's September. So we're going to create tons of Diamonds this month. And then from there, we're going to create new Greens and Blues, but then as we go in October, we're going to have a lot of activity, a lot of momentum out of that, and October is the last month to qualify for the Blue Diamond trip. Okay, so it's kind of like a perfect storm. We got one promotion on top of the next, and then that's going to create a lot more things. And I think we have 10 to 15 more crowns to break over the next 90 days. That's what I think is going to happen at least. And so by November, there's the last month to do the crown, to achieve the crown trip. So, spending extra time, David, it's going to take, you got to spend that extra time to get people started. And honestly, it's not always going to be your own personal, it's not always going to be the case. So I think it comes down to, as far as rank of it and really ensuring that happens, David, it comes down to new enrollees. And, I put a call to action and a challenge out to all the people I work with, no matter how long they've been in business. Some have been in, 13, 14 months. Some are brand new. But we're doing our 5 and 3 all over again, everyone. Everyone's going to enroll 5 new premier members and three new promoters, over this period of time. And by doing so, I guarantee that, I've guaranteed them that if you do that, your weeklies are going to increase and it's going to build your residual and rank advance people. So, there's a lot of benefits to it, David, and, it's a key driver of what we do in this business.
Well, I like the idea of advancing your weekly check. I like the idea of working within your first four levels. I like the idea of re-enrolling yourself. And seeing who else, if you already have a team, whether it's a small team or a large team, to reach out and see who else is going to be, working that 90-day blitz and what their game plan is, starting level by level and seeing who's in, who's not, and using the events. And so we've got this fall road trip. We've got the Florida events coming up this week, and we've got events in Utah and Arizona and New York the following week, and we got the manufacturing tour in Long Beach. And then, as David said, the bigger national event, Diamond, Blue Diamond, and Crown. And that was a big part of what drove a lot of our momentum in the spring was a Diamond and Blue Diamond trip. Now we've got Diamond, Blue Diamond, and our first Crown trip. And I can tell you it's going to be so much fun to have dozens and dozens and dozens of people there. And, we're going to go horseback riding and ATV riding and play some golf and do some swimming and be at the spa and just lots and lots of good times and good meals and a great opportunity to meet new people and share some experiences with people that hopefully you'll be spending lots of time with over the years and years to come. So you want to be at that first one. There's no substitute for being at the first one. So, Dave, if you could wrap up the call here over the next couple minutes, closing remarks that you want to share with the team. You talked about the 90-day run and the sustained momentum, the rank advancements, the events. How do we close this out and get into action here this week?
Okay, well, excellent. Well, Dave, I can't wait that crown trip, but I'm going to be honest with you, that's the last thing on my mind. We got a lot of work to do here. And, as far as events, I do want to make comments on it. I mean, these events are great. Obviously, they inspire people. people's belief gets ingrained, the training is great, the recognition, the glue and everything else, but here's the bottom line. People make big decisions at big events. And you guys all need to understand this. Okay, I look at my organization right now, and I look at the top leaders, they all came to an event, not always with the intent of building a business or even looking at it, but they just came and they made a decision at that event. So, you know, everybody needs to know what the next pending event is. And the question people need to be asking, I think, over this period is how many healthy happy hours are happening on your team this week? And you got to ask yourself that every single week, because they are ultimately going to be the feeder systems to the super healthy happy hours, the Crown Universities, and ultimately to the regionals. And, you know, you mentioned about what's coming up here with Florida, but the one other thing I'd like to mention, David, is that, you know, as we lay out the event structure here at Perium, it's important for y'all to understand that when there's an event in Florida, whether it's Orlando, you know, it could be Tampa, obviously this week it's in Fort Lauderdale, you need to be thinking hundreds of miles in radius. So if you're in Atlanta or South, you need to be thinking for that. You know, the event after that is in New York, but that's really, you know, Maryland to Vermont, okay? That you need to be at that event. Arizona, same thing. Just go off on a radius. You know, California, I think it's in Southern Cal, but that's all of California and some. And the same thing for Hawaii. So, you know, thinking along those lines, and these events are going to be big, and they get big decisions we made. So, in conclusion, what do I want to say in conclusion? Listen, as I mentioned before, you have your personality days once, right? And I can tell you that a well-executed 90-day run can carry you for years in this business. It did for me. I've seen it done for countless other leaders in this profession. Take that one to the bank. You know, you're put in a position to create personal and team momentum, and that's really what we're doing here. Okay. You know, the price. You know, you have to pay the short-term price for long-term success, and that's what you got to want in this business. I always tell my leaders, there's no success without successors, and you got to do what the other people won't do to have what they won't have. So, you know, leverage the next 90 days, you know, create your story, help all the people, you know, get started right and start their own 90-day run as they come in. And above everything else, David, have fun, because this is the special situation we're in, and if we work together cohesively as a team and we're on the same page, there's some special things going to happen over the next couple of years with this company, and, you know, we all have position A.
Well, fantastic. Well, great information, and I know I'm having fun. And this is going to be a very, very fun run. And I'm ready for a sustained sprint. You know, I'm going to be flying all across the country and even out of the country to Germany and to Canada. And so I've already told my family that, you know, this is a key time for me. This is a key time for the company. And, you know, I'm ready to put it on the line for 90 days and to work as hard as every single one of you on this phone to make this a great run and a great opportunity for us to get our message out there in a big, big way, to change lots of lives, and as they said, you know, to earn some extra holiday income. So no matter what your goal is, get clear about that goal and make sure that you've got your Healthy Happy Hour launch kit, that you're doing your Healthy Happy Hours on a consistent basis. That's where everything builds from. Getting on social media and going public, re-enrolling yourself, do another transformation. I just finished up my fourth transformation that I've done. I do them every 6 months, and the timing was perfect. I just finished up a transformation, so my head is clear, my body is light, I'm ready to go on the road, and I hope you're ready to do the same. So thanks so much for being on tonight's call. Again, congratulations to Ian, congratulations to Kalani for becoming our newest member of the Crown team and going to be there at our Crown trip. And Dave Scoltetti, thanks so much for sharing your insights and giving us a game plan to run with here over the next 90 days.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks, everybody. And tomorrow night we've got David Sandoval. He's got his new series called Dave and the Doctors. And tomorrow night's going to be fun. It's going to be the Doctors of Destruction. So Dave's going to do a live call from Antonio McKee. He's a superstar MMA fighter. He's going to be doing a live call from the gym. And Dave's going to be talking with Antonio and some of his fighters, the Doctors of Destruction. So for those of you who are at convention, you know how entertaining Antonio and his team can be. They're going to be talking about using the products for athletes, and that's become a big issue for us here. lots of people plugging into athletes and younger folks, and the business is growing in that way. So if you've got athletes, people interested in high performance and using the products, join Dave and the Doctors tomorrow, the Doctors of Destruction, same time, same number as this call was. So catch you tomorrow night, and I'll be in Orlando tomorrow night, and looking forward to seeing you and your guests there tomorrow. So good night, everybody, and catch you tomorrow night.